It is time now for Oh the Humanities, breaking down humanities research events and scholarship on campus and around the community. And we are joined in the studio by Rachel Shavitz of Carolina Public Humanities, also Chapel Hill Town Council member. Humanities.unc.edu is the website for more information on Carolina Public Humanities as well as upcoming events. Rachel, how are you?
I am awesome. How are you?
I'm doing good. So what's coming up? We've got a really cool event that's coming up at the Chelsea Theater, which we're going to be talking about today, coming up in less than a week.
Right.
But before we talk about that, I went to the Chelsea Theater's website to get information about this documentary screening next week. And by the way, thechelseatheater.org is the website if you want more information. And discovered that Roma is there.
Uh-huh.
I did not know that until like an hour ago.
If you had come to our Oscars event, you would have known.
Yeah, probably.
Also, Capernaum, which was nominated for Best Foreign Language Film, and it was my pick for... It didn't win, but nice. It was my pick for Best Foreign Language Film. We'll also open at the Chelsea next week.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Very cool. So, yeah.
So
that's where
Roma,
you have to go if you
everybody.
Want to see Roma on the big screen as opposed
that's
to
right.
on your TV.
My husband said something so cute about Roma. He said, the cinematography of Roma makes every other movie look like a home video. And he is like a doctor, like medical, super science, math brain, and that is not something that he would normally say. And I was like, yes!
Not wrong either.
He is
like,
not
it is
wrong.
A beautiful movie.
Yeah. So gorgeous.
Yep. Little and epic is the way
right.
that it was.
Intimate and epic, yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Totally.
Yeah.
God, it should have won.
It should have won, yeah. More on that forever.
Forever.
But, yeah.
Literally yeah. forever.
But coming up this Monday, we got a cool event.
Yes, we do. So we have a local filmmaker here. Her name is Diane Bloom, and she's with me in the studio, and I'll let her chat in a second.
Hello, Diane.
Hi. Nice to be here.
We
are so happy that she's here. Yeah, so we have her film, and it is a documentary, short documentary, about 46 minutes long. It's titled An Unlikely Friendship, and it is about an actual event that happened in Durham in 1971, and I'll let her get into all of the details, but our plan is to screen this film next Monday at the Chelsea Theater. That's March 18th, and it's going to start at 7:30, and we're going to screen the film, and then we have a panel afterward that's going to have Diane on the panel. It's hosted by the UNC TV host of the Black Issues Forum show, Deborah Holt Knoll, and she's going to be our moderator. And then the panel is consisted of folks in the film, current activists in the community, Carolina professors, et cetera, everybody with a different kind of take on civil rights and desegregation and activism and documentary films. And hopefully have like a really good, robust community discussion afterward.
Super cool. All right. Diane Bloom here in the studio, the director of An Unlikely Friendship. Tell us about the movie. What's it about?
Okay. Well, the movie is about a story that happened in Durham almost 50 years ago, 48 years ago. And there was a exalted Grand Cyclops of the Durham's Ku Klux Klan, and his name was C.P. Ellis. And then there was a black civil rights woman activist and named Ann Atwater. And they never actually met, and they never actually spoke to each other, but they were arch enemies, and they hated each other. And there was a lot of violence in some of the Durham schools at that time, 1970. Because there was a court-mandated desegregation, and there was just, it was some very tense times. And so Bill Riddick was a person who had created a lot of charrettes, and a charrette was a problem-solving tool to bring different factions of the community together to solve their own problems. So they came, he was planning a charrette so that people could get together and end up trying to solve the problem with the schools. And he got Ann Atwater and C.P. Ellis to co-chair that meeting. It was a 10-day long community meeting.
Wow.
And at the end of the time, we shouldn't give a spoiler, but at the end, but obviously from the title.
I mean, the title is On Unlikely Friendship,
gives away that they become lifelong friends.
Wow.
So it was pretty amazing story.
That's incredible. So I'm not going to ask what came out of the charrette. That's the thing that we won't spoil. But how did you come onto this story? What was it about that? I mean, obviously, it's the story that if you hear about it, you immediately think, mm-hmm. This is a story that needs to be told. But mm-hmm. how did you come on?
It just fell in my lap.
Yeah.
It was so kind of serendipitous. I had made another film. It was called Squirrel Wars, and it was about what people, otherwise sane people in Chapel Hill and Carrboro, do to keep squirrels out of their, from invading their bird feeders. It was on a Star Wars theme. Mm-hmm. And it was just like a fun piece. And I had a group of people over at my house when it was finished. You know, some of the people that were in the film and some friends. And Stephen Hawthorne, who's a social worker in Durham, brought The Best of Enemies, which was a book written about Durham and about this event by Osha Gray Davidson. And he said, you should read this, and if you're interested in making this your next documentary, I can introduce you to the people, and they're now older, and it would be great if they could tell their own story in their own words before, you know, while they can still do so, mm-hmm. because it was such an incredible story, and it happened right up the road.
Now, are Ann Atwater and C.P. Ellis, are they still alive?
No,
were
not,
you able to meet them?
No, but they were alive then.
Okay.
You know, so this was in the year 2000.
Okay, gotcha,
and,
gotcha.
So I went and talked to Ann Atwater, and she was, like, very excited about the possibility of having the documentary. And I went and talked to C.P., and he was not so, he just was much more wary. Mm-hmm. And he said, just, you know, come and spend the day with me, and I'll take you to all the old places, and at the end of the day, I'll see if I trust you enough to participate in your documentary. And so I was driving to his place thinking, you know, all kinds of stereotypes of what a Klansman and a leader of the Klan would be like, you know, probably intimidating, a little scary. And then I get to his place, and the nicest guy comes out. He's, like, elderly. He looks like anybody's grandfather. And just a, you know, a kind guy. And he came out, and he had two links of a broken bracelet that belonged to his wife when she was alive. And he pressed the two links into my hand and said, I just wanted to give you this gift because I wanted us to start out on the right foot.
Oh,
and
wow.
It was kind of amazing because, in a way, later, I thought, well, those links were kind of symbolic, because if you could bring people together two at a time, like the links of the bracelet, mm-hmm. they'd get to know each other, you know, as people, not stereotypes, and things would have to be better. So, they were both willing to do the documentary, and we started filming right away.
How much time did you spend with them?
For the filming?
For the filmmaking,
I visited back and forth mm-hmm. a lot, but I spent, we had Anne come for a couple hours by herself, CP come for a couple hours by himself, and then we had them both together at the end. And that was really, you know, the best part. We almost didn't do that, so, you know, I was so glad that we decided to do it. And then there were other people in the documentary, too. Bill Riddick mm-hmm. was the one that made the charrette happen, and Howard Clement. So it took probably 2 years, most of that editing.
Wow. Awesome. Speaking with Diane Bloom, she's the director of An Unlikely Friendship. I'm going to mention three websites here. Mm-hmm. AnUnlikelyFriendship.com is the website for more information about the film. TheChelseaTheater.org for more information about the Chelsea Theater in Chapel Hill, where this film is going to be screening next week, Monday, March 18th. And there's going to be a discussion afterwards that everyone is invited to take part in as well. And this is being put on in conjunction with Carolina Public Humanities, humanities.unc.edu, for more information on them. And we also have Rachel Shavitz here in the studio. And Rachel, we always love talking movies, and we have talked about Black Klansmen,
which
underscores just how not only important but also still relevant all of this history is. So
totally.
What does this movie say about today?
I love the idea that it's from here,
mm-hmm.
right? And so often we see films, documentary or narrative fiction films, and they take place in another time or fantasy world or whatever, and it's not relevant for us, or we can rationalize it away because it was some other place, some other people, some other time. And what I love about this particular project is that it's right up the road. Mm-hmm. These are folks who Diane got to sit with for a course of hours over 2 years and talk with before they passed away. And we have this local history, you know, encased in amber now in this film. Mm-hmm. And The other really cool thing about this project is that right away they were able to develop curriculum around it to be able to be used in public schools to make sure that the kids growing up in this area understand what the schools were like in 1970 and the school they might be sitting in, what struggles the community had to go through to get it to the place where it is today. Mm-hmm. And not just in Durham, but all over North Carolina and the South, really. One of the great parts about our event that's happening next week is that we have put together funding to pay for teachers to come for free to this event and get access to the curriculum and the film to show in their classrooms. And so we've got funding in place for 30 teachers and it's sold out in 3 hours. And so we have this wait list of teachers that we're hoping to generate some more funding so that we can offer free tickets to more teachers. Diane in the lobby, I just asked her if she'd come on the road with me. And so we're going to take her out on the road to some community college in North Carolina sometime in the future. But I just see a lot of potential for thinking about our past in North Carolina and how it is still extremely relevant today and, awesome. And making it real for our students.
Diane, you made this movie close to 20 years ago now. How does it speak differently to you now versus when you first made it?
Well, it was interesting because when I first made it, I thought, well, it'll play a few times and then it'll be sitting in an archive for history. And I guess I was kind of shocked about the reception even then because it got accepted to 26 film festivals, and it won like 5 awards for social and human justice. And this was a low-budget film. Mm-hmm. But it speaks to the power of Anne and CP and Bill and Howard. I never expected that 18 years later, and almost 50 years later after the story happened, that it would still be relevant. And of course, there's the movie coming out, The Best of Enemies, which will, I guess, be out April 5th. And that has created even more of a resurgence of interest in the film. Mm-hmm. But the film has, you know, always, it's, you know, sadly, I guess it's relevant. And it's just never really, you know, calmed down that much. But now there's a lot more interest.
So tell us about the Best of Enemies, another movie's coming out.
Right. So this, there was a book that came out between the Charrette and Diane's film that was titled The Best of Enemies. Tell me the author's name.
Osha
Gray Davidson. And so there's a filmmaker who optioned that book and is making it. It stars Taraji P. Henson and Sam Rockwell.
Wow.
And it's opening in April. And I think Taraji's going to be in Durham for some events surrounding the Hollywood version. Mm-hmm. But what's kind of amazing, and I'll just toot Diane's horn for her, is that when the filmmaking team was thinking about optioning this book and telling this story, they were interested in the book, but what got them over the ledge of actually committing to making the film is watching her documentary and seeing the actual people interact and hearing their stories first person. And that is what made them believe that this was a story that would resonate and that was worth telling and investing, you know, millions of dollars in and making an actual Hollywood film. And so I kind of love that, you know, so often we think about these low budget, short films as being something that's for the background, something's for the sidelines, something that's not as important or relevant or fancy as a Hollywood film. But maybe this Hollywood film would have never been made had she not done her work and gotten them to believe in these characters and these stories.
Awesome. And again, this is going to be Monday evening at the Chelsea Theater. What time did you say?
7:30? 7:30. Yep. And you can buy tickets at the door, but everyone seems to think this might sell out. So if you want to get
seems
them early.
Like there's a lot of demand.
I would get them on the Chelsea Theater's website. So it's $7 for Chelsea members, $9.75 for anyone in the community. And there are lots of deep discounts for students and seniors.
TheChelseaTheater.org for more information on that. Other things that people need to know about this event, about the film?
I guess the one thing that's really always intrigues me about the film is that not only did they become friends, did they not become, you know, they were no longer enemies, they became friends, but it continued until each of them died. Mm-hmm. And when CP died, so CP had been a member of the Klan, but he renounced the Klan. Mm-hmm. And when he died, Anne came to his funeral. And it was supposed to be for family. And the funeral director said, are you like at the right funeral? Mm-hmm. And she said, yeah. And he said, this is CP Ellis's funeral, should I know? And he said, but he was in the Klan. She said, I know, he's my brother. And she came in and she gave the eulogy, and it was like such a touching friendship for the next 30 years that it was the transformation just always amazes me and I think it gives me hope.
Yeah.
You know, that if they could do it, even though it was unlikely, anyone could do it.
It's going to be Monday next week, the 18th at 7:30 at the Chelsea Theater. Again, thechelseatheater.org for more information on the theater, including tickets, anunlikelyfriendship.com for more information about the film. Rachel Shavitz, final word, other upcoming things that people ought to know about?
Oh, no, man. I just want to promote this. This is the event. This is the one. Everybody, I think this is a really awesome opportunity, and I hope people can make it out. It's going to be a good show.
But you can get more information on Carolina Public Humanities online at humanities.unc.edu. Rachel Shavitz, Diane Bloom, thank you so much for being
with
us.
Thank you.